Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Good morning.
7 a.m. on Saturday. You know what that means.
Lou Manfredini.
It's time for Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show. So grab that cup of coffee and your honey-do list for the weekend, honey, because he's here till 10 to answer your home improvement questions.
Samantha, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a problem with my toilet, and none of my ex-husbands are around to fix it for me. So.
So get ready, because I am about to let him loose. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:14 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here at the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show brought to you by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. If you got any questions coming up, companies coming over, and you've got things to do around your home, just pick up the phone and give us a call. We're here until 10 o'clock this morning. Domati, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you, Lou. I'm doing well.
We were talking off the air a little bit, and I was chatting a little bit with you last week about Thanksgiving, and then you just told me you're going to be sitting in hosting for Justin Kaufman on Thanksgiving Day.
I will. It's a big day. 7-11.
That's awesome. That's great. Good
excited
for you.
About that. Yeah. Let me tell you this. Sam left me hanging. He was supposed to be there with me on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving night?
But he's spending time with family, so you can't get mad at that.
Got it.
Unsure who I'll be hosting with, but I'm real excited. And you gave me some sage advice, by the way.
Well, that's what happens when you get old.
Hey, Domati, I have a question for you.
What's that?
I was thinking about this. This is sad. But I was thinking about this yesterday when I was putting the show together. Do you drink?
I do.
Okay. Because, you know, next week we're starting our Binnie's wine tasting. And
well,
I was
that's
thinking
a good thing to ask. Right.
We're all going to be in studio. Last year we did.
Do you drink wine?
I do drink. Actually, that's my favorite.
Oh, yes,
I love
we're
wine.
We're going to be BFFs.
Yeah. Did we just become best friends?
Well, yes. Yeah. We'll explain now to the rest of the class what's going to happen next week.
So we did this last year, but we team up with Binnie's. And each week, starting next week until, I believe, December 16th or something, they will be providing us with a selection of their best-selling holiday wines and champagnes. And then we get to test it on the air.
Oh, I love it. Let's do it. I love it. Now, what's your favorite wine? What's your favorite?
Well, I prefer a white Sauvignon Blanc from the Marlborough region.
Mm. See, I'm more of a Pinot Noir type of guy.
I know.
Myself.
You and Lou will get along.
We serve hard drinks for men who want to get drunk fast.
We're going to need that liner.
Yes, I'll include it.
Mark it
down. Anyway, that's funny. So anyway, that's coming up, which is very nice.
I love it.
Happy Veterans Day, by the way. Today is the official Veterans Day, and I had an opportunity this past week to partner with the Blackhawks and WGN Television and the USO, actually. Last Sunday, this was really quite special. Last Sunday, my wife and I and our oldest son, Quinn, and his girlfriend, Amy, went to the Hawks game. We were going to the Hawks game, had already had it planned, and it just turned out that there was this whole USO tribute that they were having for veterans. The United Center and the Blackhawks always do a very nice job with the veterans. While they were warming up, the beginning of the warm-ups, right before the national anthem, they had set out this carpet onto the ice, and initially had rolled out about, I think it was either 20 or 30 World War II veterans, most of them in wheelchairs and or walkers, accompanied by current service members. And they came out onto the ice when Jim Cornelison sang the national anthem. It was like as they were doing it, they were kind of in the dark. You know, the lights weren't really on and the Hawks were still doing their open. But everybody in the stadium saw these veterans come out. And spontaneously, the whole stadium stood up and was applauding them. They weren't announced or anything. Everyone just knew who they were. It was really quite beautiful. And then later, in between the first and second period, they honored some veterans and some current service members who were being deployed. And so they had veterans paired with current service members, and they acknowledged both of them and what their contribution was, whether they were a veteran or a current acting service member. One of those veterans was chosen by the USO, and along with myself and some members of the Blackhawks, Tommy Hawk, actually, and a couple of the Ice Girls, and Marcus LaShock from WGN Television, went to their home and did a few projects. This gentleman that we helped from Vietnam, Vietnam-era veteran, had three Purple Hearts, just kept going back to fight with his men and his company. And it's a really cool story. If you go to WGN Television, the story's posted there. It's on their Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page, too. And it was really, I had a very small part in it. I was just the handy guy doing some stuff. And it really was quite an honor to be able to help out that way. You hear a lot about Veterans Day, right? All these Veterans Day sales and whatnot. There's 21 million veterans in the United States. My brother-in-law, Master Sergeant Matt Harmon, is one of them, who I'm super proud of and love dearly. Served a year in Afghanistan, and for his family and our family too, it was a very nervous time. Came back in one piece. Many don't. He served for, I believe, 23 years in the Army National Guard, and so I'm super proud of him. I have a nephew, Kobe Webster, serving in the Marine Corps right now. I'm super proud of him, and I'm just I'm always super grateful to all the veterans. And obviously, today's a great day to honor them, but I think they should be honored every day. And so, if you get a chance to check out the spot, I think you'll learn a little bit about Sergeant Sinar and his lovely wife, married 47 years. And so it's a lot of fun. It was fun to be part of, and you can check it out. It's go to Lou Manfredini on Facebook, and you can see the video there as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Robert in Wisconsin. Hi, Robert. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, first off, happy thank you very much for helping all the veterans, and happy Veterans Day to all our veterans for supporting us. But the real question is, I'm rehabbing a kitchen in an 1880 house, and now's my opportunity, and I know you introduced the galley workstation kitchen earlier this year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering if you've heard of any experiences or have had any experiences and know of any pros or cons to the system.
Well, I think that the galley sink kitchen is a, for those that don't remember, it's a very highly crafted, American-made stainless steel sink. And it is, Lindsay, aren't they made in Texas? And they come from Texas, the galley? That sound right? Anyway, they make these really large undermount and overmount stainless sinks, and they have a whole system where you can click in these cutting boards and different serving stations, whatever, and they go as large as, I believe, 7 feet long. I actually, when we did our kitchen this year, and I was really hot to trot to do one of these sinks, and Apt Appliance in Glenview, they actually sell them and have them on display, too. And my wife and I went to go look at them, and I really, really wanted to install one. Ultimately, within the design and what we went with, it was too big for what we were doing. So the only downside is you need enough size in your kitchen, depending on the size that you want, to accommodate it all. And the other thing is, quite frankly, Robert, they're expensive. I mean, it's an expensive, it's as expensive, some of them, depending on the size, as an appliance. So you have to factor that into your kitchen. But I think they're slick. And if it's within your budget and you want to do something that is a centerpiece of your kitchen, it's really cool.
Well, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I think they're really cool. The quality of the product, there's no worries whatsoever. It's probably one of the most high-quality manufactured sinks I've ever seen. I mean, it's durable. You could probably throw this thing off the back of a truck on 94 and pick it up and still put it in.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
Exactly. I don't think that's going to happen, but just to let you know the quality of it, if you're dropping anything inside that sink, it's not going to be a problem. Robert, thanks so much for the phone call. Good luck with the kitchen. It's 7:23 in the morning. We'll be right back.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some... This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Son of a... Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Did you know, John Williams' son, Grant, is getting married today? Did you know that? Today, that's John's off. So, yesterday, he's such a dork. I sent him a text. I go, because last night was the rehearsal dinner. I said, have a great time at the rehearsal dinner. Try and have fun. So he goes, oh, it's starting right now. And so then he sends a picture of the rehearsal dinner. And it's like a picture where he's trying to photobomb. Like it's a picture of the bride from the side. You can barely see her. And there's some people in the background. And I've never met, honestly, I don't really know his oldest son, Grant. I've met him once, but... His bride looks like a lovely woman, but you can barely see her from the picture. And I go, send better pictures. You know, you're there at the rehearsal dinner. So what does he do? He sends me a picture. He goes, of me in the bear costume from when we were here at the Halloween party. And then a picture of him in his stupid crown. Right? Those are the pictures. He goes, more coming. And then he sends some other random pictures. And none of them are any good. Like, they're random people that I don't even know. I'm only interested, John, in your son and the bride. And maybe your wife. But, like, there's random people. I have no idea who they are. Like, he doesn't even say, that's Uncle Bob or that's Cousin Susie. How would I know that? Dork. Congratulations, Grant, and your lovely wife-to-be, whatever her name is. Susie? I'm going to make that up. I don't know what her name is. But anyway, he's getting married today, so that's exciting. I highly recommend marriage. It's a good thing to do. By the way, see, when I make lists, Lindsay, I always get in trouble, right? I said my brother-in-law, Matt, Master Sergeant Matt, served in the Army and served in Afghanistan. My really good friend, Victor, who served in the Air Force for a gazillion years and also served in Iraq for the Air Force as well. So thank you for your service, both of you. If I'm forgetting anybody else, I'm sure I'll get a text.
Lou, I'm going to get a text, too. My brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
What's his name?
Craig Irvin. Dr. Craig Irvin.
What branch of the service did he serve in?
He was in the Army, and he spent some time in Iraq and came back in one piece, thank God.
God bless him. That's great.
Yeah.
312-981-7200.
Well, Kuwait, I have to get that right.
Kuwait. All right,
Kuwait.
Good.
Sorry.
All right. Yes. Here's Mike. And Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Plumbing problem. Plumbing question. I am changing out a well pump and a bladder tank. And coming out of the pump itself, the copper pipe goes to a 90 degree, comes down about 28 inches to a T. The T goes down to the spigot on the bottom, and the other side of the T comes out about 3 inches, back up another 2.5 feet, and then over into the house. That seems like a lot of wasted copper. Is there a reason for that?
Okay, wait. Where is this pump?
The pump is on top of the well.
Okay, so the pump is on top of the well.
Correct.
So it's outside.
No, it's inside.
Oh, it's inside.
It's inside.
Okay. So I got the pump. You can see the pump.
I can see the pump.
And
out of the top of the pump, it comes up,
right,
goes over, comes down 2 feet to that T. then it comes over 3 inches, and then back up and across and into for the rest of the house. That just seems like quite a massive amount of copper piping that I don't need.
Of looping and whatever.
Yeah.
But how would you tighten it up? Like where it connects to the house, you said it comes over, goes up, and then connects over. How would you tighten that up to make it a shorter run?
I just put in less piping.
Right, but less piping will still get you to the point to... In other words, you're saying, does any of that looping...
I mean, can I come up right out of the pipe and put a T right there and have the one go down to the spigot and the other one go right into the house?
It should, because it's your bladder tank that acts as the pressure relief. So, I'd need to, without seeing it, it's kind of hard for me to, the way you have it piped right now, is it the type of thing that you could just unscrew the pump and replace it and be done?
I already did that when I found out that it wasn't the pump that was wrong. It was the bladder tank that was.
Oh, geez. I see. The length of that pipe coming out of the pump really shouldn't matter whatsoever. So if it's the thing that you want to tighten the whole thing up, then yes. I would not change anything that goes into the bladder tank, but if the what leads to the rest of the house, if you want to shorten up, you absolutely could do that. Mike, I appreciate the phone call.
Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. My AI just changed.
It just buzzed the front gate. Welcome back. Thank God you came. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Hey, do I have a rundown? I don't. Our Noodaloo 2 is something you're going to love for Thanksgiving. You are absolutely going to, this is going to be your new thing every time you go to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, and they're in stock, and I love it. I cannot wait to share this with you. This is Bobby in Chicago. Bobby, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Okay, Lou, here's the one. I have a lady friend in Jefferson Park. She's got a two-story frame. Okay, and she's got to get the chimneys cleaned, and also she may need a liner. Who do you recommend, and what kind of cost factor involved?
I recommend Lindemann Chimney. We're actually talking with those guys today, which is kind of funny that you're calling about that. Not funny, but it's just interesting. This company, I got to tell you, Bobby, long before they were advertisers on this show, back when I was a builder, I did business with these guys back in the 80s. They've been around a long time. They have all the technology, the newer technology, and really well-trained technicians that come out to the home.
So they do the cleaning.
Correct.
And if you need a liner, do you do that too?
They do. Now, the liners, you know, it can depend on the if it's a straight shot, if there's curves, but, you know, you're probably in the $1,000 range.
So on a two-story, you got to figure $1,000?
Maybe even a little bit more. But, you know, again, if it's a straight shot, it might not be so bad. But, you know, the thing is, what they can do with this stuff now, Bobby, they come out with, it's actually amazing. They put essentially a smartphone with a camera on the end of this whip, this flexible line, and they have this apparatus that they put the phone inside with the camera. And from the inside, they push this thing up, and it kind of goes up, and they can spin it and look every single inch like you're looking at a television, like you're watching a football game, and that's the kind of clarity. And with that, they can tell exactly, well, about 3 feet up, we got this problem, and we go up another 10 feet, and we got this problem, and they can mark all that stuff and really give you a thorough assessment of the shape of the chimney and how to correct any problem you're having.
And where did they do it? From the bottom chimney? Or
they do, yeah. They do it from the bottom up.
The bottom up, and they just set it up. What do you got to figure for cleaning or something?
Well, I mean, the cleanings can start at, you know, a couple $100, depending on what's there. You know what I mean? So if you call them and you give them the kind of the lowdown of this is what I got, it's a two flat, can you give me, they can give you a rough estimate of what the cleaning can be, And they'll be within that as well.
And they've been doing that kind of work with
the, since the 60s.
Oh, I thought they just did roofs or something.
No, no, no. They're a chimney company. That's Lindholm Roofing. This is Lindemann Chimney. You want me to give you a phone number?
Yeah.
You ready?
Go ahead.
847-984-0056.
0056. Okay. 847-984-0056. Where are they located?
They're actually located up in Lake Bluff, but they work all over the Chicagoland area.
So Lindermann, is that it?
I believe so.
No. Okay.
No, Lindemann, no R. L-I-N-D.
Okay.
E-M as in Mary, A-N-N, Lindemann.
And it's 847-984-0056.
You got it, sir.
Thank you.
You got it. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling this morning. It's 7:44 in the morning. Take a quick break and be back right after this.
Whether you're handy around the house or not.
I'm not what they call a balabusta.
Lou Manfredini is here to help.
What's it called?
A balabusta.
He's taking your calls till 10.
That's Yiddish for a woman who does everything. I mean, she cooks and cleans, and that's not me.
Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You're my little balabusta.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Cracks me up. Welcome back, Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200. All right, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're down at our house. We only have 49 coming because 3 are not coming. So it's a small group.
Just a quaint gathering.
Quaint gathering. What is it? You know, my sister-in-law, Ellen, usually makes the green bean salad with the crunchy onions on the top. This noodle too has her name written all over it.
They call me the wanderer. Yeah, the wanderer. I roam around.
A nomad is a member of a people having no permanent abode and who travel from place to place to find fresh pasture for their livestock. A real wanderer. Although not human, this week's Nootaloo 2 is indeed a nomad. He can travel from place to place with ease and bring you hot meals to keep you nourished. It's the Nomad Slow Cooker from Presto. From a buffet at home to a potluck at work, cooking and transport are easier with the Nomad Slow Cooker. It honestly kind of looks like one of those red and white coolers you take to the beach, or at least the 6-quart does. It also comes in an 8-quart, both perfect for travel and can feed a family. It's got high, low, and warm settings, a dry erase board to display what you brought, like Mama's green bean casserole or Big Lou's baked beans.
Mm-mm-mm.
A place to store your utensils, not included, has a lock lid to prevent spills and a wide body to avoid tip-overs. Presto Nomad 6-quart goes for $64.99 and the 8-quart for $74.99. Find out more at gopresto.com. I will put a link up on Lou's Facebook page and a cute little video to show you what it's all about. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Although I'm excited about the video for them to look at the Presto, the Nomad Presto, I'm more excited when they do the air cleaner, which is the debut of your dog.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, so here's what Lindsay and I are trying to do now, you know, because we're on the radio, right? And these products, we feel like we need to bring them to life with video. And so each month we plan out what the products are that we're going to talk to you about, which I think are really cool, like this Nomad Presto. And we shoot a little video.
It's the Presto Nomad.
No.
No, it's Presto's Nomad.
It
Sorry,
is?
It was just bothering me.
It's Presto's Nomad?
Yeah.
It's
Presto's
not
the company, and it's called the
Oh,
Nomad.
See, so that's what's been bothering me, because I always thought it was the Nomad Presto. Remember, and I said that to you, I go, Presto's the brand.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah. And then I would say Nomad Presto.
I know. I just wanted to just.
Did I say that in the video?
Yeah. But that's okay.
Oh. It's like Swedish and Sweden.
Oh, oh.
And
here we go.
And Swiss.
Yes.
Right?
If you're Swiss,
it's
you're from
Sweden. Switzerland. See? It's like
you.
A little tick. It's
you.
Like a mental tick. Okay. It's the Presto Nomad. Let me talk to you about this. It's a slow cooker, but it is a cool-looking housing where the lid opens up like it's hinged on the back. It's glass. You can see through it. The handle flips down so you can use it to serve from. You plug it in. It's got an off, a low, a medium, and a high, so you can make your green bean casserole and cook it all. And then you lock it, put it in the back of the car. It has a wide base. It's not going to tip over. There's a little thing where you can slide a spoon in. Cool little feature is there's a little whiteboard on the front. So if you're bringing it, you're tailgating, or you're bringing it to Thanksgiving or any kind of holiday thing, you can write on there, baked beans, green bean salad, whatever, has nuts. You know, like if it's people have nuts, you can put it on there. And it's got a little eraser and a pen. It fits right in there. And you can plug it in and back you go. The smaller version that's only $69 or $59?
$64.99.
$64.99. It's a really big container.
Yeah.
And the insert, the nonstick part, comes out and you can just wash it. And the rest is good. And it comes in different colors. The bigger one, if you have a big family, is only like $10 or $15 more. And I think it's the coolest thing.
It is cool.
It is really cool. So we shot a little video so you can see it. We put a little baked beans in there. And I really think it's a neat idea. My only suggestion to the company is when you turn the dial on, I want a little light. Like you're not quite sure if it's on.
Is it on?
Right. It's on. I mean, it works, but I think we're so trained to have, like I'm here in the radio studio, and when I'm on the air, there's a red light.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's on.
Right.
So I want that little light. That's maybe for the Presto Nomad 2.0.
Exactly.
Right? That'll be their innovation.
I love it.
For next year, because everybody, what are we going to do to make it even better? Let's put
this
a light on it, Harry.
Light.
Right. They'll put a light on it. So wait. We shoot these videos.
Okay. I was going to circle
So we
back.
Shoot a bunch of videos, and so one of the videos that we shot is another product that we're going to feature in a couple weeks or next week.
Which one are you putting on? That's next weekend.
Next weekend. And so it's a whole house air purifier.
Whole house? Is it a whole
1,500
house?
Square feet.
Okay.
I shot the video. And so Lindsay has a dog that's a crazy dog. He's a lovely dog. And there's hair everywhere. And so if you have a dog, this is the way to go. And so the video debut of Hamilton, the dog, will be next week. So I'm super excited about
it. It is a great video, too. Of course,
yeah.
He starts in your lap.
Then runs around like a crazy dog.
Crazy.
Right. Like he's at the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, the best.
Crazy.
The best.
All right. So our Noodaloo 2, it's up on Facebook. We'll put it up on WGNradio.com. I'm telling you this, if you're a tailgater, you're taking something to somebody's house and you have to transport the food, the Presto Nomad is for you. We'll be right back.
3 hours of Manfredini. It's a Mr. Fix-It hat trick. Mike Emmerich from NBC Sports here, and I'm a big Lou fan. Great to hear him on the radio home of the Blackhawks, 720 WGN.
Thanks, Doc. It's 8:08 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we're actually going to be speaking with the folks from Lindeman Chimney about getting your chimney serviced if you're getting ready with that fireplace and maybe your furnace and you haven't had that chimney clean in a while. Some safety issues that I think you should look into. And then my friend Bill Conforti is going to be sitting into the studio. He was kind enough to bid on a sit-in here during the show at a Misericordia Family Fest, which is very nice, raising money for Misericordia, which we so appreciate. And we'll talk a little bit with him about his businesses and what he does. And he's got a big event coming up at the Italian Sports Hall of Fame that we'll help promote as well. Bill will be in. We'll talk with him after 9 o'clock this morning. 312. I'll get to the KFC thing in just a minute. I'll wait for Lindsay to come back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Steve in Huntley. Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, for as often as I listen to you, which is a lot, I haven't heard you talk recently about the granites with this new lifetime ceiling on them. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Granite with a lifetime seal?
Yes.
Tell me what that is.
Well, so like the big box stores like Lowe's has granite that advertises that now.
So it's a natural stone.
natural granite.
That they say has a lifetime sealer applied to it?
Yes. Never have to seal it.
Again. In other words, is it? I'm unfamiliar with a lifetime sealer.
Okay.
So my question to you is, it is real granite that we're talking about, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
And they're claiming that it's been sealed with something that is lifetime.
Correct.
Yeah. So here's my two cents about any company, any product, anybody that says lifetime. You know that you can buy paint at the store that says it has a lifetime guarantee. Paint. And you know why? Because they know that you're going to paint every 3 years. On average, that's what everybody does. They repaint every 3 years. So it's a numbers game. And so with the lifetime granite sealer, which I don't believe, because real stone is a porous material that does, although minimally, but it does expand and contract, and you wipe stuff on it, you do whatever, and you're going to hinder that granite, they're betting that the fact is that the average homeowner lives in their house about 5 years, especially first-time home buyers. And so you're going to pay up for it, and I wouldn't... Are they charging you extra for it, Steve?
No, it's looks like it's included in the cost
of the installation. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It includes the installation, too.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not costing you any extra, then go for it. But I think ultimately if I were to put a science test to it 5 years from now, my guess is that sealer wouldn't be there. Or there'd be spots where it would be gone.
I thought that was kind of funny, too. Yeah. Just wanted to get
you know what, though? I'll tell you what. To give them a fair shake, I will ask around, and I'll ask around to some of my friends who are in this business. And notably, I have a friend of mine that owns a company out of Glenview called Stonecutters. They've been in business a long, long time. I'll ask him about what he knows about these lifetime sealers, and next week I'll report back to you, okay?
Gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, let me find out what this stuff's all about. It sounds like it's a marketing ploy to me, but, you know, I could be wrong.
You're the man.
All right, my friend, have a good day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Helen Northbrook. Hi, Helen. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm terrific.
I have a couple of questions. One is probably more informational than anything I'm going to fix. I have a sink that's 27 years old when we built our house, and the overflow hole in the sink is filled with water. The sink doesn't leak. I've never had any problems, but why is there water in there?
This is your vanity sink?
Yes.
Okay. So there is, because the drain in your vanity sink is clogged with gunk.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How handy of a lady are you?
Oh, I can use zip lines and the whole business, okay. Yeah.
I want you to take the pop-up off of your kitchen's, or off of your vanity sink.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to loosen that little, the lever with your fingers. You're going to pull the pop-up out and then... You're going to screw the lever back on, because if you don't, water's going to leak through there.
Okay.
Then, at the hardware store, you're going to buy, or maybe you even have, remember the old, do you have children?
I do.
Okay, do you remember the bottle brushes that you used to clean the baby bottles with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I want you to get.
Okay.
Now, at the hardware store, they sell a tube brush that's a little bit more, it's a little longer, it looks like the nose of an aardvark. That's that's would be preferred.
Okay.
But, Where you see that overflow, that comes down, and there's a little hole in the assembly of your drain that allows that water to come underneath the pop-up.
Okay.
That's probably clogged with gunk. And if you scrub with a brush, put a little Pine Sol in there, and you scrub all that gunk in there, and Helen, you're going to be grossed out by what you see.
I've done, you know, shower drains, so I'm pretty familiar.
So you're going to scrub all that, and I bet that water just drains away.
All right. Then my second question is, I have a steam shower, love it. The problem
my
is
biggest, my single biggest my single biggest mistake of our house when we remodeled it in 01 was not to put a steam shower in.
Well, when I tell you my story, maybe you won't feel as much regret. we used to use it frequently, and then I noticed that where the steam comes out of the spout, the fiberglass was cracking.
Yeah.
So then I had a company come and repair that, and they did a beautiful job. Fast forward, it cracked again. This time I had the spigot moved, thinking that maybe where it was coming from, it was like too close quarters, and it was creating more cracks. Guess what?
More cracks.
Cracking again.
Yeah.
What do I do? Because it's getting expensive to keep fixing the fiberglass, and it, and the steam erodes so much that I actually have had holes go, you know, through the fiberglass.
Mm-hmm. You mean near the spout?
Right.
Okay. The spout that you have on the that comes through the fiberglass, it's a smaller little piece, right?
Right. It's round.
Okay. At the if you're going to get this repaired one more time, the plumber that comes, ask them to get you a wide stainless steel flat excussion.
Excussion. Okay.
So essentially, it's going to look like a little saucer for a coffee cup, but it's going to be flat.
Okay.
And it's going to have a hole in the middle.
Okay.
And they're going to put this spigot through that, and then this is going to act like a shield around the fiberglass to disperse the high heat that comes out of the steam.
Okay.
And protect the fiberglass, and I bet you'll eliminate this problem 100%.
Oh, that would be great.
But you're going to have to get
the crack goes higher and higher. So.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, stainless steel.
Thank you so much for the information. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. It is 8:17 in the morning. You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back. Right now, it would
feel just like a sledgehammer. You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Elaine in Valparaiso. Hi, Elaine. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Lou. I listen all the time. My friends roll their eyes when I say, Lou Manfredini said. Anyway, I hope you can help me.
I hope so, too.
I'm an 89-year-old widow in a 30-year-old two-level condo, and I need a handy person to do things like change the flappers in the toilets and change a kitchen light fixture and maybe faucets or something.
Okay.
And you're, you know and how you're, I,
and you're yeah. down in Valparaiso.
Correct.
Are you online in Valparaiso?
I can, yeah.
All right. So there is an organization that you may have heard me talk about called NARI, the National Association the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
Yeah, I have, because I just thought maybe my jobs weren't big enough for them.
Well, but my point is that they have members that are handy people. And I don't have a specific recommendation for you down in Valparaiso, but if you went there and you have a place you can go online and you plug in your zip code, you can search out handy man services down there and find one for you. Now, I don't know if they go all the way to Valparaiso, but there's a company called the Upkeepers, okay? And they, Upkeepers?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm trying to think of where they're located. I do know they go all the way to Milwaukee, so I'm not certain that they go to Valparaiso, but...
Are they in Chicago?
They're in Chicago, and I believe their website is The Upkeepers, okay?
The like in victory?
The like in the.
Oh,
like
the.
In the. The, like the Upkeepers, like of the I sing, you know, like that.
Yeah.
So I would try that, but I would do NARI, NARI.org, NARI.org, and try there, and then you can try the Upkeepers. Again, I'm not certain that they go to Valparaiso, but they would certainly be someone that could do a bunch of those odd jobs and whatnot for you.
Oh, very good. Thank you. I'll try those.
And when your friends roll their eyes, just say, yeah. Hey, he's just trying to be helpful.
I will tell them that. And I bet I already have. You've already been helpful.
All right, Elaine. Thank you so much. And have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
You take care. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. All right. Domati, I want to tell you this story. Lindsay just got back. You don't, on Twitter, which I use Twitter, which can also give you a headache, right, because there's so many news stories or whatever. So I saw this story during the week, and KFC has a Twitter account. And, you know, you can follow Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't know that I would ever follow Kentucky Fried Chicken. Why would I follow Kentucky Fried Chicken? Lindsay's shaking her head as well. But they have 1.2 million followers. 1.2 million people follow Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Insane.
Right? Do you know how many people Kentucky Fried Chicken follows?
11.
Now, here's who they follow. I'm going to give you the names of the people that they follow. Lindsay, you probably know some of these names. Jerry Horner, Melanie Brown, Emma Bunton, Melanie C., Victoria Beckham, Herb Schreiber, Herb Wesson, Herb Waters, Herb Dean, Herb Sendek, and Herb Albert. A total of 11 people.
Okay.
Domati?
This is a riddle. Did we crack
the riddle? Did you crack the riddle?
Well, I mean, I get the theme of it. Is it a riddle? Is there something that...
11 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
That's genius.
I love it.
That is genius. Whoever their head of social media is at Kentucky Fried Chicken, they got to give that person a raise. 11 herbs and spices. I mean, it's the Spice Girls and... random people named Herb. I mean, I'm going to go get, it's finger licking good. I'm going to go get some Kentucky Fried Chicken just because of that.
And get this, some regular guy, his name is Edget22, only has about 2,300 followers.
He figured it out.
He figured it out, and they sent him a portrait. They painted a portrait of him on the back of the Colonel holding a drumstick.
Some guy figured it out, and he tweeted about it, and he goes, I need time to process this, just because he figured it out. 11 herbs and spices.
That is amazing.
It's genius. Yeah. Genius. It is absolutely genius. So that's our little KFC moment this morning. We'll be right back.
Stepping time, come on, mighty stepping time.
Stepping time. Stepping time, stepping time, stepping time, stepping time. Never your reach and never your mind, stepping time, stepping time.
You think that all the chimney guys at technicians at Lindemann, this plays in their van when they're driving around? This should be their hold music. That's good. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN, 836 in the morning. Joining me on the phone line right now is the Chief Step in Time President, Michael Bodart, of the Lindemann Chimney Company. Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Is that your hold music when people call?
It is not.
All right. You should bring that up at the next meeting. How are my Lindemints coming, by the way? Whatever happened to that?
They're in the mail, Lou.
I'm telling you, a little chimney, you flip the top, it's a little metal thing. Sales are going to be through the roof. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. You're a sponsor here at WGN Radio, and we so appreciate that. But as I've mentioned to people countless times, I've done business with your company for years and years and years, even before I was on the radio, which was well over 20 years ago. Give me a little history of the company.
Yeah, so Lindemann Chimney started, like a lot of chimney companies in the industry, with one guy. And in Lindemann's case, it was Gary Lindemann. He was a firefighter in Winnetka up in the North Shore. And like most firefighters' schedules, they work 24 hours and they're off 48. So in those 48 hours of off time, Gary was industrious and wanted to, you know, get busy and started a chimney company, learned how to clean chimneys. He was a walking and talking billboard for his company. And over the, you know, over the next 20, 30 years, he developed a loyal following in the North Shore and became, you know, really a great institution of a chimney service company. He sold the company to his son, Rob, about 10 years ago, and that's about when I came on. And we've continued to grow that company into the nation's largest chimney service company.
Wow, that's so cool. You know, obviously a lot has changed since the company was founded. People may not realize this, but you actually use some pretty high-tech technology to really assess what's going on with people's chimneys to make sure that the repair is the right one and ultimately probably bring the best value to your customers.
Yeah, and what we do is we look at every chimney as a safety concern. We're in the safe, you know, we're in the safety business for the safe operation and venting of appliances and your fireplaces and appliance, just like a boiler or a furnace is.
Right.
And when it comes to fireplaces, we have for a long time utilized technology that lets us put a camera up the chimney flue. And right now we're using technology we developed. It actually uses a smartphone or an iPhone. It goes into a plastic case that gets attached to chimney rods. Those images are transferred via Wi-Fi and Bluetooth to a handheld iPad. And we are going up the flues with that device, and we're scanning and taking images of the internal surfaces of that flue to make sure that it's intact, make sure that it's not compromised with cracks or holes. Many of the masonry chimneys in Chicagoland are, you know, 50 to 100 years old now. A lot of the times those flues have, you know, issues that would be unnoticed if it wasn't for that ability for us to scan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what we're doing. We're determining the integrity of that flue for safe operation.
So this is a whole, you know, I mean, it's not just a marketing thing. This is really a safety concern for folks. And, you know, based on your years of experience and the work that you guys do, you know, what is the timeline that people should have these chimneys cleaned and inspected? And, you know, in other words, you know, you've got people that say, I got a fireplace and, you know, I use it twice a year, right? I use it on Thanksgiving and Christmas and that's it. Or I use my fireplace all the time. I got that thing going all the time. And, you know, what is your recommendation as far as when these things should be inspected and cleaned?
Yeah, so that's a good question. That's probably the most common question we have from customers and from people that just, you know, discover we're in the business. They want to know what's the frequency or what's the interval. So the industry says that solid fuel appliances should get an annual inspection. And like you just said, there's a lot of people in Chicagoland that burn recreationally. They will burn for the holidays. They will burn for when they have company over on occasion. I think our rule of thumb is about a face cord worth of work, worth of wood. And a face cord is a stack of wood approximately 4 feet tall and 8 feet wide. That's one row of wood deep. And for a lot of people, that might be a couple of dozen or three dozen fires. And that is an interval that we're comfortable with. It's an interval that at that point has enough residue and creosote that's in that flue that should be taken out. And the reason we want that interval is the reason we don't want all that creosote in there is because that creosote can build up to a thickness where itself can become a combustible fuel, which can ignite under certain conditions and cause, you know, a pretty risky situation for the home and for the homeowner. So that's why chimneys get cleaned, is to keep that residue down. We don't have to clean gas logs. That's another common misconception. If you're burning gas, you're burning gas logs in your fireplace, that buildup is not happening.
Right.
but about a cord of wood, about 36 fires. And if you're burning, you know, on a regular basis, at least annually.
Right, right. Well, that's great. I mean, I think that that's such a great kind of thing to keep in the back of your mind as it pertains to how much. Because if you're talking about somebody who buys a face cord of wood, if they're to your, you know, your term about recreational burners, I mean, it could be 3 years for some people to get through a face cord, right? If they're only doing a couple fires a year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'll plug the company a little bit. We have a wood program. It's called Wood for Life. It's in our advertisement. We give away 36 bundles of wood, which is a little less than a face cord, but every customer of Lindeman Chimney gets Wood for Life. They can pick up wood at our shop up in Lake Bluff, and they can pick up, you know, 12 bundles three times. And it's been a program that people like. It reminds them of when it's time to get their chimney cleaned. It's after three trips to us, 36 bundles. But that works out. And some people, it might take them 3 years to
right,
get those
right.
36 bundles.
Hey, I got a question for you. Actually, someone's called in with a question. Would you mind answering one?
Go ahead.
All right, hold on a second. Let me figure out how to do this, because this is I got to do that. You're there, right? And I'm going to lock you. And then I'm going to go to Kristen, are you there?
I am.
And Michael, I still have you on?
You do.
All right. What's your question for Michael, Kristen?
Hi, Michael. So my husband and I have a wood-burning fireplace in our home. We've been in the home about 13 years, and we've occasionally used it because every time we do seem to have a fire, we get a lot of just smell and, like, smoke and kind of like a backdraft in the home, more than usual. So I've had, obviously, chimney people out, and what they've told me is the previous owners before us had put a liner in the chimney that was too narrow, so it's not getting really good ventilation. And we do have a fan at the top of the chimney to draw it out. But even with that, it doesn't seem to help all that much. So what we've been doing the past couple of years is just buying, literally, we can put like one of those prefab logs in the fireplace that burns for 3 hours, and that seems to work okay. But it's not kind of the ambiance that we want or the type of fire that we want to have. So this year we've decided to switch over, I think, just to the gas logs, like the fake set of logs. And keep it easy and go from there. But my question is, I had a couple guys out to get estimates, and one of them told me that I could put in, since I'm having such issues with the chimney, a ventless system. I could either just do the traditional gas, you know, where you start it with the match, or just put a ventless system in where you just, you know, flick the switch on and off. So now I'm a little confused as to which system to go with that would be best for my situation.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to your question, right? You've got some things going on. You've got a liner that has altered the dimension of that flue. It's altered
right.
the ratio between your flue and your fireplace opening. I'm surprised that you're having issues in spite of the fact that you have a fan. That usually is a fix for that. Fans are an option for people in your situation. Those fans are also able to run on a multitude of speeds, too. A lot of them are set up as a rheostat. And, you know, the higher you run it, the more noise it makes, but the more air it's pulling out. I'm wondering if your fan is undersized. I wouldn't know, but there are different fans that pull different amounts of air. If you're burning gas logs or even vent free, gas logs need to be vented just like burning wood. So
correct,
if your fireplace is not venting all that great for wood,
mm-hmm.
it will not vent all that great for gas, and that's not a situation that's good either. Vent free is an option. We would want to make sure that that fireplace and that flue accommodates a vent-free set. But I would start by looking at the fan and keep what you have and see if that's the case. We've also been in situations where we have retro removed liners, broken out the flue tiles, and then installed a larger diameter liner system that would restore that original ratio back to, proper operation.
Okay. Great. That helps. Thanks for the insight.
You got it, Kristen.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you so much for calling as well. I mean, that's the kind of thing, too, Michael, that obviously there's a bunch of stuff going on up there that probably really needs to be assessed and find out. I mean, that the fan size that you mentioned really could be the culprit in the fact that it's just not creating enough draft.
Correct.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool. I think that, this is one of those, in your business, I think that a lot of people take it for granted that, maybe they just don't focus on it. But this time of year in particular with the holidays going around, I'm sure you guys are super busy, but you can probably still make time for people if they want to get some work done before the holidays hit, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're similar to retail. We do almost half of our annual business in the fourth quarter. Just
wow.
Just like the shops on Michigan Avenue down by your studio.
That's cool.
The thing we like to tell people is, the best time to have your fireplace at least clean for the annual service is, when you're done using it for the year.
Right.
We would like people to do that in March and April.
Right.
When they're finishing up their operation, it produces a clean fireplace for the rest of the summer. You don't have kind of odors associated with the dirty flue all summer long. And then when you're getting ready now in the fall, when everybody's thinking about it, you've got a clean fireplace, you're all set to go, you've had an inspection, and you don't have to think about it again until April.
Yeah.
So we're busy right now, but we're still taking appointments in the next couple of weeks. So
Michael Bodart is the
great time of the year.
Michael Bodart is the president of the Lindemann Chimney Company. If they want to get a hold of you, Michael, how do they do that?
So you can get to our website and submit an order for an appointment at cleanfireplace.com. You can also call 847-918-7994. And we got folks in the office today that are booking appointments. And we're there every day from 7 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon.
Oh, you're giving me an exit music. I see what you're doing. Michael, thank you so much for being on with us today. And put this as your hold music, okay?
Thanks, Lou. Have a great Thanksgiving coming
up. You too. I appreciate you calling this morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. Lou Manfredini here with you. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. And we will be back right after this. Wow, you just brought back a memory for me that I hadn't thought of in a long time. Your friend named Brandy. We had a dog named Brandy. He was an Irish setter. He fell down a ravine and died. Brandy. I mean, when have you ever heard about a dog falling down a ravine and dying? I have to tell you, Brandy was not the smartest Irish setter. So sad. Poor Brandy. You know, I have found out that Irish setters are not smart dogs.
Really?
But speaking of Brandy and your friend Brandy, she just had a baby.
She did. I'm so emotional. I could cry right now just talking about it.
Aww.
I know. Yes, she did. She had a sweet baby boy last week. His name is Jordan Joseph, and all is healthy. And
God bless him.
They are the happiest couple, and we are so happy for them. And I haven't gotten to meet him yet because I
have
caught
a cold.
This awful cold, and she's like, stay away.
Yeah. Good call. She should have told me that.
Sorry.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This is Tony in Naperville. Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Happy Veterans Day to all your listeners.
That's, yes, absolutely. Happy Veterans Day.
In my shower, I've got a shaving mirror. I'm a tall guy, so it's up towards the top of the shower. And when I turn the shower head on to rinse it off, I get water on the drywall. And every few months, mold starts to develop, and I usually just put some kills over it. But what can I do to better protect that area?
Mm. So the mirror is above the tile?
No, it's right at the top of the tile.
Oh, okay.
Four, and so then the drywall starts after that. And the caulking's fine. I don't get anything behind the surround, but that drywall takes a direct hit sometimes, and I'm wondering if there's a product I can apply to protect it.
Above the tile how much space do you have before you get to the ceiling?
3 feet.
Okay. And the tile that you have there now, is it is that a the top row, is it a nosing tile?
It's actually like a tub surround or a shower stall surround.
Oh, perfect. And so there's a little ledge there, right?
Yeah. Okay. A small one, yeah.
Okay. And what color is the surround?
White.
All right. How handy of a guy are you?
Don't get me started.
Come on. How handy of a guy are you?
I don't know. I could probably do about anything you're going to instruct me to do. So, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So go buy some white 4x4 tile.
Okay.
And then you're also going to buy some white bullnose tile for the top edge. And put a one row of 4-inch tile all the way around your surround.
That does sound like it would solve the problem.
And then put the bullnose on top of that. And now that buys you a little, that buys you more space, grout it. It's going to cost you nothing. And it's going to be super easy to do. And you need one, you literally are going to make probably 4 cuts just on the inside corner or the outside corner. And with the nosing, that's it with a tile cutter. And you're done. You're going to need one box of 4-inch by 4-inch tile, half a box of nosing, a little bit of tile mastic and white grout, and you're done.
Genius, Lou.
You're welcome. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
Goodbye. There's a small, quaint town in the hills called Toledo, Spain. They had so many churches and houses of worship, it's where the term Holy Toledo comes from.
Toledo.
It's not Toledo in Ohio. It's Toledo in Spain.
It's the history buff, Mr. Fix-It.
There's your little history lesson about the country of Spain.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGA.
This is a Mexican song that we're talking about Spain. I think that probably makes the Spaniards speaking Spanish true. But thank you. Thanks, Ernie. Hey, this hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Dexter Home Services and by Fox Home Center. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get some calls in here so we can help some people out. This is Linda in Elmhurst. Linda, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lou. Love you. Love your show.
I love you, too. How can I help you?
My daughter and son-in-law built a house a year ago, new construction in Elmhurst, with a KitchenAid dishwasher. It smells. They had the KitchenAid person come out, and the line, I think, she said was angled, it was angled down to fix the smell. It seemed to help, but now it's back again, and it stinks.
Okay, and do they live in Elmhurst?
Yeah, this is their house in Elmhurst.
Okay, mm-hmm. And is it like a sewer smell?
I wouldn't say exactly like a sewer. It's pretty pungent.
Are you at the house right now?
No, I'm not. I was there yesterday.
Okay,
no,
so typically with the hose, when it comes into the cabinet, it has a loop in it to create a trap so that you don't smell any of the sewer smell through there. But the smell could be let me ask you this, remind me. How recent was this installation?
1 year.
Okay. And did it smell from day one, or?
I think it did.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want them to check the drain hose, but if you had the KitchenAid person there, that would have been one of the first things that they would have checked to make sure that's okay. So my guess is that's fine. And this is what I want you to have them try.
Okay.
I want you to run the hot water in the sink and then put it on pots and pans or sanitize, whatever the longest run is, okay?
Okay.
Turn it on, empty, and let it run. And when they hear it drain and then refill back up again with hot water and it starts, because pre-wash cycle where it gets all the food and stuff off, it grinds it all up, it drains it, then it fills back up again, and then it's the long wash. So once that second wash begins, I want you to have them open up the open it up, pour 2 cups of CLR in the in the tub, close it up, and let it finish its cycle. And if there's any...
Just throw it in the dishwasher.
Just in the tub. Yeah. Just right in the tub. Just throw it in. Okay. Then that, if there's any mildew or mold that could be in some of the ports, it's going to scrub all that away. And there's a good chance that it's going to solve the problem.
Ooh, that's good.
All right.
That's why I waited all this time.
You're the best.
An answer like this.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you.
Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And let's talk to Sally, and then I'll take a break after Sally. Hi, Sally. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a quick question regarding heating. I have a one-pipe steam heating system, and it's, I have radiators that vary from 3 ribs to 12 ribs. And it seems that larger radiators never get heat up all the way. Maybe up to 4 or 5 ribs at the best, they will heat up, and then the rest of the ribs are cold. So I was wondering if you can help me out understand what is going on. I had a couple of people that are maintaining my boiler talk to me about it, and they told me that the reason they're not heating up is because it's not cold enough outside. But I'm not buying that. I'm thinking that I'm wasting a lot of money, and especially on the second and third floor.
Well, okay, now, a couple things. What they're saying is this something that is new or has just started occurring this year?
No, it's something that has been happening. It's just that I really didn't understand enough about heating.
Right.
Because most of my other friends that have the radiator heating that I was talking to throughout, you know, past couple of years, my understanding is that all of their ribs and their radiators are heating up.
Right. Okay, so steam heat is a very different method than traditional hot water heat, okay? And so the concept of what some of their people are telling you, that if it's not super hot outside, or excuse me, if it's not super cold outside and that system isn't running continuously, it there's a good chance that not all the ribs will get hot, because the basically what's happening with that steam is as the temperature rises inside the boiler and it fills it all up, it gets all those ribs hot. And then once it gets too hot, you've got that little... valve on the end that spits out a little of the, you know, the compressed air in there, the steam air, to keep things flowing. And then, and so that's not a, out of the realm of what's going on. Now, one way to test this theory out would be, and is this a single family home that you live in, Sally, or is it a multifamily?
No, no, this is multi-unit.
Multi-unit. So it's one thermostat.
Yes.
And where's the thermostat in relationship to the rest of the building?
And it is in on the first floor, and it is by the front door. So it is technically the coldest area of the house.
Right. So if you want to test out the theory of what they're telling you, take the thermostat today, because it's not super cold, and put it to 80 degrees.
Okay.
And give it a couple of hours, and then go... and see if all those radiators are cranking. And if all of a sudden you feel the heat everywhere, then that works. If you don't, then it could be that some of those bleeders on the end, those little valves on the end, need to be replaced, and it needs to be serviced by people that really know what they're doing when it comes to steam boiler is a very different skill set than even hot water heat, and definitely different than forced air. So you need to find contractors that really know what they're doing. There's a group of contractors at iwantsmart.com.
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 Okay.
And if you go there, that's a collection of different heating and cooling contractors, many with Hydronic, which is what we're talking about with you, Experience. And that would be the ones that I would call and talk to about that. Appreciate the phone call. 9:19 in the morning when we come back and talk to my friend Bill Conforti. Don't go away.
Saturday morning on WGN Radio. And that means you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. So, you know, many of you know that my wife and I, my family, are very involved in helping to promote and to support Misericordia. And this past summer was their family fest. Actually, they have a huge gala coming up, their big Red Ball gala coming up this next weekend that we'll be attending. But at the family fest, one of the things they always ask is if you they do a thing where you can bid on sitting in on the show. Sitting in on the show with me right now, who bid on that is my friend Bill Conforti. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
You didn't have to bid on that to sit in on the show. You could have just called me. How long have we known each other?
25 plus years,
yeah,
at least.
Right. And so all of a sudden, I see Bill. I see Bill at the event, and he goes, "Oh, I'm bidding on some stuff." And I go, "Oh, good." And then later, you said, "Oh yeah, I won it. I won." But you didn't tell me. I thought you were even bidding. I think maybe on like a jersey or something like that, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. But little did I know he was bidding on sitting in on the show. So anyway, thank you for supporting Misericordia. You've always been so kind to them as well. So thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. First of all, very happy to be here on Veterans Day. Thank you for all who served.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
I also bid on Steve Cochran's show, and I got that.
You got that, too, and they haven't called you.
Well, I just love WGN
Radio. I know you do. That's so nice.
Best station in the country.
It's so nice of you to say that. You and I have known each other a long time. Actually, when I was building in the city and you owned your siding company,
right,
you were a subcontractor of mine and the developer that I worked with at the time. And we got to know each other then long before the radio show. And when I started, you were probably one of the first sponsors.
I agree with you 1,000%. We were.
Well, and that's amazing. And obviously, you and I have known each other a long time. Your career has taken you, your path has taken you a lot of different places. Currently, though, you've got a company called Cobblestone Development that
right.
you've had for a long time, even when you had your siding company.
Correct.
And now it's kind of your focus. Talk a little bit about that company.
I have the passion, the desire to do what I do. That's very, very important to me. Cobblestone, we do windows, siding, kitchen, baths, additions, basements,
mm-hmm.
and as I just said, I'd really, really enjoy what I'm doing.
Well, and I've talked to people a little bit about the fact that my wife and I did our kitchen, and you guys did it and did a great job.
Thank you.
It's one of those things, Bill, where my wife and I are still doing this. We're walking into our kitchen going, I can't believe this is our kitchen.
It is a beautiful kitchen.
So it was really, really nice, and the workmanship and what you guys did was terrific. I was actually at Lindsay's house. We were filming these videos, and she mentioned that you guys came out to come look at some stuff. And
right.
And so one of the things, can I talk about the mirrors?
Sure.
Right? So in their dining room, they have a lovely home. And I mean, really a nice home. And they have a wall of mirrors. And Lindsay said, Bill really wants me to take these mirrors down. And we kind of went back and forth when you first bought the house. You know, you wanted, I think it was one of the first things.
I don't love them, but it does open up that
room. No, and I think it was one of the first things you said to me, I don't love the mirrors, I want to take them down. And I was like, nah, just leave them for now, you know, whatever. And so then she says, Bill really wants me to take these windows, these mirrors down. I go, okay. And so then I look at it right away and I go, well, you really should have Bill put in a window too. Because it's a little dark over
just
there.
Just adds to my honey-do
right,
list,
exactly. And so, you know, I went outside. I'm like, oh, it is brick. But I go, it can be done. It's not the end of the world. And so that kind of full-service remodeling is something that you guys offer at Cobblestone.
Yes, yes, we do.
That's great.
I also recommend you should go with a higher base.
Higher base trim. Yeah, we did talk about that, too.
Talked about that, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's like, what do you think about that? And I was like, yeah, I kind of think he's right. okay, so the full service remodeling company there with Cobblestone. You're also and have been very involved for many, many years with the Italian Sports Hall of Fame. I believe you're even on the board. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
They for years and years had a facility off of the expressway and then moved it over to Taylor Street,
right,
correct?
1431 West Taylor Street.
Yeah, and it's a terrific organization. You guys do a lot of really terrific fundraising and giving back, and you've got some things coming up, right?
We have the November 18th. We're going to have our 40th anniversary gala at the Westin Chicago River North, 320 North Airborne. We're going to have many sports celebrities. Tommy Lasorda, Brian Baetano, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, Jerry Colangelo, Mike Adamley, Doug Bruno, Mike Piazza, Franco Harris, Barry Valentine, Bobby Valentine, Barry Zito, many, many more.
A bunch of Irish guys that you just listed there, they're going to be there, right? That's funny that you invite the Irish to the Italian Sports Hall of Fame.
We're going to have a great time. We're going to have approximately 550 people.
Wow.
There, and there's only a few tickets left.
That's great. And where would they go to find tickets if they wanted
they
to come to the cement?
They should call Shannon, 312-226-5566.
All right. Give me that number one more time.
312-226-5566.
Mm-hmm. With the holidays coming and a lot of projects going down there, people wanting to get stuff done as quickly as possible. Obviously, with bigger projects, it takes a little bit of planning, you know, when we're talking about bathrooms and kitchens and whatnot, because you got some lead time going. But it's probably a great time to contact you guys for doing stuff after the first of the year, right? So they got time to plan.
Yes, correct.
You've got designers. I know you've got a little showroom available. Where's the office is located?
3066 North Clybourne.
Okay.
Same corner there for 25 years.
Yeah.
Same address that I had with my other company.
Yep.
Society One Windows One.
That's great. And how about a phone number and a website?
773-661-0606, cobblestonedevelopment.com.
You got it. Bill, nice to see you. Thanks
Same
for supporting
here,
Misericordia for this and obviously all the work you do and all your years of friendship as well.
Thank you. You've been a great friend.
You got it. All right. It is at 9:31 in the morning.
Have relationship trouble? Call your best friend. Need financial advice? Call your banker. Have questions about your home? Call Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's taking your calls live till 10 right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're going to take some more calls here this morning to help some people out, like Shirley, who's been hanging on forever in Downers Grove. Shirley, you're on WGN. Hello.
I listen to you, and I've talked to you so many times, we should be on speed dial.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Well, you were talking with your furnace man before, not fireplace man. And I have a fireplace that's gas supported, but I get no heat from it. I get to look at it, but there's no heat coming from it. Is there something that can be done that's not astronomically expensive?
Okay, so wait. So you have a gas fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And is it open? In other words, does it have a screen on it and you've got the logs and you light it type of thing?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and when you light it, you don't get any heat off of it?
No, but it looks nice.
There are some log kits that you can buy that have a blower system and a pipe system in there that when you light it, it heats up the air in the pipe and then it blows the heat out.
So would I get that at a fireplace store?
You would.
Uh-huh.
And actually, even the people at Lindemann sell those and can install them for you.
What about if I could just put some gas, I mean, some regular logs and burn those? Would that hurt the heating element?
Well, I mean, the thing is that it isn't, okay, so let's say you just took a log and you put it on top of there and you burned it. The fact that you're not getting any heat from this fireplace has nothing to do with whether it's gas or logs. It's the way the thing is shaped and the way it's drafting. And so if you do that, you'll end up clogging up the gas system that you have there. So I wouldn't just put that over the top. I wouldn't do that from a safety perspective. And then also, as we were talking with Joe from Lindemann, if you're going to burn wood, you want to make sure that you're that's because Joe Romano came in, and I was thinking about Joe. But Michael was saying that, you know, if you're gonna burn wood, you got to get that chimney inspected and cleaned long term. So what I would do if I were you, Shirley, is call them about a log kit that can be installed that kicks the heat out for you.
A log kit.
Correct. A gas log kit that has the ability to kick the heat out into the room when you burn it. So to your point is it looks pretty, and then it gives you the heat as well.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second. We'll get you that phone number so you can call them directly. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Skip. Skip, good morning. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. First, I'd like to say a belated happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah, they were
242.
Oh, my gosh, 242. Wow.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. I'll get to my questions real quick. I have a walk-up attic, and it has a floor on it, but it's got ancient insulation, and I'd like to re-insulate it because I'm remodeling the house. And what would be my best, instead of tearing up the floor, how can I go about insulating that attic?
Is the floor, is it a wood floor that you can walk on now?
Yes, there is. Like 4-inch boards.
And it's like a solid floor?
Yes.
Well, and you still want to be able to walk on that floor?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, the thing is that if you tore up the floor and you put new insulation in there, the only way that you'd get more of an R value out of that would be to take up all the old insulation and then install a like a spray foam insulation that would give you more density. But the problem is that's a huge job. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
How easily can you walk around up there?
It's a fairly good size. You know, it's got four dormers on it. And so there's a lot of walkable space just right where the dormers end, you know, on all four sides.
Right.
But it's like a 900-square-foot home, you know, circumference, you know. And I just put a new roof on, and I just kind of was baffled how it go about, because I would like to keep the floor on there, but that insulation is no good, and if you put down new foam, you know, regular batting, it's still going to be a 6-inch batting on it.
Right. So in an attic space like that, so here are your choices, and then you can kind of decide what you want to do. You could remove all the old insulation, which you could take up maybe a few of the boards, and then sort of suck it all out of there, which would be a huge job. And then you could have a spray foam insulation put in there to fill that void and give you really super dense insulation, then put the floorboards back, and then you've got exactly what you have right now, but you probably have double the R value of what you have right now. That's one choice. The next choice is to leave the floor but not have it be a walkable attic anymore and just add cellulose insulation over the top of all that and add another 15 inches. Now you just have an attic space that is insulated, but you don't really have storage anymore. That's choice number two. Choice number three is there is a rigid insulation that you can buy that comes as thick as 2 inches called iso board, which is called polyisocyanurate. And it's dense. And you could cut that and lay that right over the existing floor that you have right now. And you could store stuff on top of it, and you could walk on it. You wouldn't need to put anything over the top of it, but it isn't anything that you would, like, put a finished floor on, you know, from there. It would just be a storage area, and that would add probably another R10 to what you have currently. And you cut it, with a utility knife. So those are kind of three choices. You just got to figure out what's the best choice for you. Appreciate the phone call, 9:47 in the morning. 981-7200 is our phone number. This is Toby in Glendale Heights. Toby, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Great. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling about a window in my daughter's home that is a double-paned window that the seal obviously went bad, and it now looks like a Petri dish because there's mold spores growing inside it. And because it's not in their budget to replace it, I'm wondering if there's any remedy to actually stop the growth and then see if we could replace it at a later date. Sort of tricky, isn't it, Luke?
Well, I mean, there's a couple companies that will come out and say they can take the fog out of the window. But if you've already got mildew and mold in there, is the window wood or is the window...
It's a metal case window. It's pre-made, so they put it in as a single unit.
And it opens or no?
No, it does not open. It's like a 6x6 window pane. And I don't even know if you could, like, get a bit and drill into it on the outside and spray some.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. That, I mean, it's a risk, right? But
right.
If you want to try, and if the budget doesn't allow it, and all we're trying to do is get, because what I'm worried about is, are there little kids in this house?
Correct.
I don't want that mildew and mold. If it's inside the glass, it doesn't bother me, but if it's spreading around all over the place, here's what I would try. There is, if you take a drill bit, a glass drill bit,
right,
and drill a hole, probably a good 1/8-inch hole, okay?
Okay.
In one of the panes.
Okay.
Then, and this is a little tricky, there's a product called Fog You Mold from Healthful Home. Okay, it's an autonomized mold killer.
Okay.
Now, it's a fogger, so it doesn't have like a tip, but you're going to hold it right by that hole, and you're going to fog the inside of the glass.
Oh,
it'll kill all the mildew and mold.
Okay.
And then let it sit, you know, spray it, fill it, and put a piece of tape over there. Let that sit for a day.
Okay.
Then what you can try is take a shop vac over that hole and try sucking it all out of there.
No, I have a vacuum pump. I could stick that on
there. Even better. And then vacuum it out and put another piece of tape over the top of it and see if you can at least buy yourself some time and kill all the mildew and mold. And maybe spray around it as well, like in the jam. Make sure the caulking's tight so we don't have any mildew and mold to affect the rest of the family inside the home. And then when it's in the budget to switch out the windows, you call my friends at Gilkey and have them switch it all out. Appreciate the phone call. We'll be right back. Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Our last caller is Bill in Oak Lawn. Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you, sir?
I've got a question. I don't know if you're going to be able to help me.
But, all right.
You're my last resort, almost.
All right, let's see what I can do.
Okay, my furnace, what happens is it runs its complete cycle, just normal. It's a forced air service, and it'll run. Temperature hits the right amount, shuts down. As soon as it shuts down, all of a sudden, it starts going back up again. Within 5 seconds. And it'll run one more cycle, and then it shuts down.
And
then it won't go on again until later on, until the thermostat calls for it or whatever.
And how old is this system?
It's about 12 years old.
And when's the last time you had it serviced?
Probably 3 years ago.
Okay. And this has been going on for how long?
It's been going on for close to a month now.
Yeah. So,
and I've had two guys that were furnace guys that they checked at it, and they said it's beyond their scope. They do not have a clue.
It's either an issue with a limit switch inside it that's not sensing the runtime on it and shutting itself down, or it's something with the motherboard. I mean, if any furnace, look, furnaces are plug and play, okay?
Right.
And so right. The anybody that's telling you, Bill, that they can't do it is the wrong guy to call. So who you want to call is Dykstra Home Services, DykstraHomeSolutions.com is their website. And if you contact them, they can figure out what's going on and solve the problem. I appreciate the phone call. That tone meant it's 10 o'clock in the morning. And in for John Williams is Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth. Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
What's happening? You're on a Saturday. Amy, you're doing double duty?
That's right. I'm just going to stay. I'm gonna.
Man, they are just working you.
I know. Somebody call my agent.
What do you ladies have coming up this morning?
Well, of course, we're going to talk about all kinds of veteran stuff for sure.
Nice.
It is Veterans Day, and we're going to do some of that. We're going to invite some callers to join us and give a shout out to their favorite veterans.
Sounds great. Have a great show.